honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
My name is Lisa, and I am a skincare and makeup product junkie. Hi, Lisa. Seriously, if you saw my bathroom, you'd understand why I need a 12-step program. And the funny thing is that I always use the same few things, but I have a lot of extra just in case if I'm going out or I want to be dressed up. So I cleaned out my bathroom, Andrea, and I had two full bags, like grocery shopping paper bags full.
Awesome.
And what I did is I took them to a different bathroom in my house and I organized them. And that way, when I use what I need, and then I have that other stuff. So joining us to help us, help you to spring clean your bathroom counter is the wonderful David Pollack. Hey, David.
How are you ladies?
We are good.
We're good. And David, I want to say that, of course, the things that are staying in my main bathroom that I use are, of course, your Pure Attitude products, which I love. And then all the other stuff goes in the other bathroom. But seriously, it makes such a difference to just keep what you use, right? Yes.
Well, we're going to talk about spring cleaning. And with Pure Attitude, obviously, you've cleaned out all the toxic chemicals and you have safe skincare. And I follow you, Lisa, I follow Naturally Savvy as well on social media. And I saw the bags of product you have. Oh my God.
Isn't it outrageous?
I was speechless. But right now it's spring, and so this is the time to clean out your bathroom. And let's face it, every few months you probably throw away your toothbrush just because the bristles are worn. Maybe you know that it can grow bacteria, so you replace it every few months. But something most people overlook are your bath sponges and those loofahs in the tub. Do you guys ever throw those away?
Oh, yeah. I don't even really use them, but yeah.
I don't think I have one.
Oh,
but if I did, I probably would forget.
Most people keep them forever, and then they wind up starting to grow this mold. So bath sponges, loofahs, toothbrushes, this is a good reminder. Now's the time to throw them away and replace them. But let's jump to makeup brushes. Those are a little more expensive, so you don't have to throw them away all the time. A lot of people have invested some money in some good, solid makeup brushes. But if they're growing mold or they're that worn out, yeah, certainly do throw them away. But if not, you've got buildup of makeup, and we want to get that dirt, the buildup of makeup, the impurities, any bacteria, we want to get it out. And I'm going to tell you how to save money and do it yourself real quick without having to replace them. And that's, first, just tap it on the side of the bathroom sink so all the loose powder just falls out. Then take a little bit of liquid soap, whether it's dishwasher soap or hand soap, and just massage it through the bristles without even wetting them. And what that's going to do is break down the makeup, because makeup is oil-proof but not waterproof. And so, waterproof, not oil-proof. And what we're doing here is mixing it up and breaking it down, then rinse it under warm water, and all of it's just going to keep going out and just down the drain. So keep running it till the water is clear, lay them on their side, let them dry, and your brushes will be as good as new.
I love that you say that. I actually use shampoo, so should I not be using shampoo to clean my brushes?
Shampoo's fine. Any of the liquid soaps, body wash, shampoo, any of them that have what we call, as from the chemistry side, as a surfactant, but something that's going to break down the product that's there to help protect it against all your waterproof makeups and all. So that's going to help break it down.
Oh, that's great. All right. So you talked earlier about you got to get rid of the toxic ingredients. That is part of getting your bathroom clean, right? And keeping yourself healthy.
It is. Most people don't realize all the toxic chemicals that are hidden in the products. In Europe, they've banned now over 1,300 chemicals for being toxic. But in the U.S., it's only 11. And I think that's what shocks me the most. So you want to look at products, and I'm going to tell you, it's spring cleaning. Start throwing away products that you've had on your shelf for a while, and we're going to replace them with cleaner items. And here's what to do. Take a look at any product that you've had on your shelf. Once you've opened it, a lot of people like to use a product sparingly so they can get the most out of their money, get the most out of that bottle. But the problem is it's been formulated for certain usage rate, so they know the level of actives in it. So when you use less than you're supposed to, you're not getting your money's worth. So quit trying to skim, because all you're doing is harming yourself. So once you open
people will
your
use
product,
less to try to make it last longer.
Yeah, but you're not getting the benefit out of it.
So, exactly. Yeah. It makes sense that you say that.
But a lot of people don't realize it. And so this is the time of year when I want to remind you to get rid of things. And so your skincare, any of your skincare products that you've opened, after about 6 months, it's time to throw them away. Eye products, problem is water evaporates. Your eye products can become drier. And if they dry up and flake into your eyes, it's only going to injure your eyeballs. So products have dehydrated. They've lost some of their moisture level. They're just not functioning the same. You've put your dirty fingers into the jar. They've gotten bacteria. So a product that's sealed can last a couple years. But once you've opened it, after 6 months, throw it away. Throw away that skincare and replace it. Now you've got a reason to replace it, and read the ingredient statements and get those that are toxic free. Avoid ingredients like propylene glycol and avoid the parabens, anything with an ETH, the lower sulfates, etc. So avoid what we call our toxic 10, but a lot of the cancer-causing chemicals. And let me keep going with some of the items. Take a look at your makeup. Now, you're going to love me for this. Now's the time to throw away your mascara. Again, it can dry out. So after 3 months, I like suggesting you throw out your eye makeup or your mascara. Your eyeliner or the eyeshadow, some of the face makeup, I say every 6 months. Now, here's a cool one, though. If you have a lip liner or an eye pencil, that one you can freshen up just by using a little sharpener, because there you're scraping away the old and just revealing new, fresh product. So that one you can kind
David,
of
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I have a question about the what you're saying about the cancer-causing ingredients. Now, you know, I've been learning a lot about hormone disruptors. So can you just tell people a little bit about hormone disruptors and how, I mean, which ingredients are the ones that are mimicking hormone or specifically estrogen in the body and that they should be staying away from?
That's a great question. Really, you've got a number of them, and so that's probably a whole separate segment on itself. I've created a list, what I call a toxic 10, and I built that more around cancer-causing chemicals. Some of them also are hormone disruptors. And so in entirety, I look at parabens, I look at glycols and PEGs. Those are some of the biggest ones people don't even realize. They're even in some of your food products, but anything, propylene glycol, butylene glycol, anything with the letters PEG is disguising it. PEG is short for polyethylene glycol.
And then perfumes, I would guess, right? Any fragrance or perfume?
And you hit on something, because if it says perfume on any label, not just your cologne, but your shampoo that you mentioned earlier, I'm assuming yours is clean, but those that say fragrance on it, that's a key word. The government allows us, the FDA allows us to put anything we want into that word fragrance. So in other words, we're supposed to disclose every ingredient in that bottle, but if I'm going to hide something, I just say it's part of the fragrance, because the fragrance is allowed to be comprised of unlimited number of ingredients. So everything you're trying to avoid, I could hide back in your product under the word fragrance, glycol, anything. And so anything
scary
that says fragrance, avoid it. Now, I'm not saying a product can't smell nice, okay, but let it list out why. Let it list the essential oils and extracts.
Yeah, you know what? I think that, you know, for a lot of people who are listening, and you would think in today's day and age, a lot of these companies are removing some of these chemicals. Now, I know some of them have removed certain chemicals, but it's really not in the masses yet or conventional products. So for those of you who are listening, really, you know, listen to Dave. David, do you have a list of the Toxic 10? Where can people find it if they want to know what the list is?
They can go to the Pure Attitude website, pureattitude.com, pureattitude.com.
Perfect. And then I know there's also Think Dirty, which is an app you could download. And then there's also the EWGs, the safecosmetics.com, right, which is another place people can look at the rating of their actual products. But I think it's great that you're talking about it, because I think people, we really need to be careful about these ingredients that we don't only have to look at what we're eating, but we need to look at what we're putting onto our bodies too. And I think that's what for a lot of us may not make that connection. And I think what you're talking about today, David, is so important.
Your skin is your body's largest organ, and it can absorb up to 60% of these toxic chemicals. So what you put on your skin definitely makes a difference.
And you taught us that a while ago about absorbing 60%. So I think that is so important. So I think
definitely.
You know, and David, your product line is amazing, Pure Attitude. And I think, you know, if you're so knowledgeable about this, so I think that obviously, what do you offer in your product line? Just really, really quickly, is it's lotions, serums, like for people to replace things with?
Clinically proven skincare. We're expanding into body care, all natural, all clinically proven, all scientifically advanced.
All right, and all clean, which I like. All right, David, well, thank you. You can learn more about David at pureattitude.com. That's pureattitude.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at JustAskDavid. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with my beautiful co-host, Lisa Davis, who apparently is a cosmetic junkie. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, and stay well.